Trouble at the corner drugstore. Amid price pressure and a shift to web sales, Walgreens itself could use a prescription. When billionaire Stefano Pessina took over as chief executive officer of Walgreens Boots Alliance, Inc. in 2015, he soon began hunting for his next big deal. By October of that year, he'd found it, a $9.4 billion plan to buy Rite Aid Corporation that would have vaulted Walgreens past CVS Health Corporation to become by far the largest U.S. drugstore chain. But after he spent almost 2 years wooing government officials and investors, regulators prevented Walgreens from swallowing Rite Aid. In September 2017, Pessina had to settle for buying 1,932 Rite Aid stores, less than half as many as his original target. As it turns out, that might have spared Walgreens an even more painful reckoning than the one it now faces. On April 2nd, shares of the company plummeted 13% after it said earnings would be stagnant for the rest of its fiscal year, which ends on August 31st. Pessina, who owns 15.9% of Walgreens shares, lost $1.2 billion of his personal wealth in 1 day. The stock's total decline since his Britain-centered Alliance Boots drugstore chain merged with the U.S.-based chain has reached 28%. Walgreens' troubles reflect a power shift that's reshaping the entire prescription drug industry, from the companies that research and manufacture pills to the insurance companies that pay for them. Washington's clamor to reduce drug costs has compressed profit margins for physical drug stores such as Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Big Pharma isn't raising the list prices of brand name drugs as fast as they once did, limiting growth in the already small cut drug stores can make from now new blockbusters. Meanwhile, pharmacies have been unable to make up the shortfall with bigger markups on generic medications because those prices aren't falling as rapidly as in years past.